After several years of growth, Southeast Alaska's economy is shrinking again. It's not by much, but the numbers show few reasons for optimism. KRBD's Layla Carey reports.
Melanie Shivens of Juneau-based Rain Coast Data says Southeast population and job numbers increased during the past 5 years. But from 2013 to 2014, that changed.
Our population declined not by much, but by 30 people. Jobs fell by more than 300, still a small percentage, mostly in the areas of government, construction, and healthcare. There were fewer cruise and ferry visitors to the region last year. The value of the seafood harvest to the region plummeted by more than $100 million. The price of gold fell by 10%, and it doesn't look like these numbers are going to improve.
Shivens says the downward trend likely will continue in the near future. She presented her research to the Southeast Conference, a regional development group, during its recent meeting in Prince Rupert, British Columbia. But it's not all bad. Doug Ward of Vigor Alaska's Ketchikan Shipyard says he'll soon be ready to hire. Two Alaska-class ferries are under construction, so the shipyard needs more skilled workers.
We've added about 20 jobs in the last couple of months. It'll be adding about another 70 or 80 jobs to produce those two ferries. But what we'd like to do is be looking forward to the future and have other shipbuilding contracts and run that shipbuilding factory just like a factory.
Ward told Southeast Conference members he's working with local schools and the University of Alaska to train welders. Southeast timber harvests are expected to increase since the Forest Service began turning over 70,000 acres to the Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation. Sea Alaska forester Brian Kleinhunz says the corporation plans to log most of that land, but its business model will be different than before.
One major shift is that we're now targeting a timber harvest level that we feel to be sustainable indefinitely. And that's going to be substantially lower than what rates we've harvested at in the past. It's going to mean a new reality for our timber industry. It's going to be a smaller footprint. It's going to mean a smaller profit margin.
Cleveland Peninsula near Ketchikan and Election Creek near Klawock will be the first two areas Sea Alaska timber will log. Mining is seeing a decline in the region. Mike Satry of Hecla Greens Creek Mine near Juneau told Southeast Conference members that miners are pessimistic by nature, but he says they have a good reason for that attitude. Mineral prices are down, and that discourages investment in mines under development.
So for the Southeast Alaska economy, this means no new mines in the near future. And I think a few years ago, we were looking at this, hey, we're going to have a resurgence of mining in Southeast Alaska. We may still have that. We've got two strong operating mines. We've got some great pre-development projects out there. But it's not going to happen probably in the next few years.
Satry says the market will swing back again at some point, so the industry should continue Alaska-based training programs to ensure a local workforce is available. Reporting from the Southeast Conference annual meeting in Prince Rupert, I'm Layla Carey.